Hey, Pterodactyl crew. Just real quick, we have some cross-promotion stuff from other podcasts. So listen to the ads, I guess, and check out these awesome podcasts. Thanks. The show will begin just afterwards.
Ladies, gentlemen, and those not restricted by binary definitions of gender, welcome to the ad spot for Into the Gridge, another actual play D&D podcast similar in goofs and tone to role-playing and role-playing. Come check us out if you want to follow along with the audio misadventures of the Grew. You can find us wherever major podcasts are sold, as well as not sold. This is for free. And provided, podcasts are provided for free. It's a service we do for you. You're welcome. You can also find us on Twitter at Into the Gridge. Gridge is spelled like fridge, but with a G. Now, without further ado, enjoy this episode of Role Playing and Role Playing.
I'm Hawk the Horrible.
And I'm the Grumpy Ghost.
And we are the Fandom Fusion Podcast. If you like nerdiness galore, comic books, video games, randomness, and sci-fi, then we're the podcast for you.
You can listen to Fandom Fusion.
Whoa. I don't want to be inside your dirty mind. Just tell them where to find us at.
Aww. You can find us on Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, and thevillainsdemand.com.
Welcome to the Badlands. Four prisoners set sail on dicey waters, threatened by the sea.
We're gonna have to get a new boat.
By the beasts.
How big are these birds?
We need to run now.
And by each other.
I don't know why they would want to put me in jail.
Because you sunk one of their ships.
They don't know that.
Join Cult, Locke, Edmund, and Maeve on a journey full of magic, tragedy, and laughter in a podcast adventure like no other. Listen to Dice Populi on Spotify or at dicepopuli.com.
Snyder's Return is a tabletop role-playing podcast featuring interviews and a D&D 5e actual play adventure, so you can learn about different game systems and content creation while also listening to us disrupt everyday life on the Sword Coast. We release episodes every Tuesday and Thursday on your podcasting platform, so come join us as we improvise, adapt, and overcome.
And we exit initiative. Okay, let's all calm down, right? We're here to do a job. We're here to kill a very bad person, right? So let's go do that with as few casualties as possible, yeah?
We will all get absolutely decimated if we go here.
You guys walk up the stairs to the second floor. And as you turn onto like the landing from this grand staircase, you see skeletons and a woman clad in black robes with a staff that is tipped with a long crystal. That crystal looks exactly like the one that was in the Crown of Cognizant. Andy, you wake up and you're back in the cave star. Something in your memory that you've essentially forgotten. You've walled this part of you off. But when you saw Siobhan in the hallway, it just comes rushing back as your heart beats faster and faster on this altar. Your veins start to glow and fiery energy pours throughout your body. Your family lies dead before you by your own hand. And you see a halfling man behind a desk with some paperwork. He looks up and he's like, wasn't expecting company today.
Right, like Butt Toucher would have told us
for sure. This guy, yeah, this guy fits all of your descriptions that he's given.
I'm gonna go absolutely feral on this man.
Hell yeah.
Still attack this turn? He is 60. My action opening the door.
That's object interaction because you got the key. He is 60 feet away.
Bonus action dash.
Okay.
Does that get me to him? With getting through the door and stuff?
Yeah.
Cool. Then it's going to be a 23 to hit.
Okay.
I'm assuming I don't get sneak attack, because...
No.
I'm not really being sneaky. That's going to be 6 points of damage. And I would like him to please make a constitution saving throw.
If he would, please.
What if he says no?
He will say no with a legendary resistance.
Ooh. Noted.
Okay.
What exactly is legendary resistance?
Well,
it means he's legendary.
He gets to succeed on a saving throw that he fails, and he only gets a certain amount of them.
And we do not know what that certain amount is, I assume.
No, of course not.
Okay, perfect.
Probably three at our level.
I was gonna say my
most likely, if we're being honest. But yeah. So what did you
Sam? I'm not saying it's three.
What did you get for damage?
So anyway,
what did you get for damage?
I got 6 points of damage because I don't get any sneak attack.
Right. Yeah, that's gonna be halved. All right. That is gonna be... Wow, I'm gonna roll initiative for Jarrus.
May I ask why it was halved?
Uncanny dodge.
Okay, cool. I just wanted to make sure it wasn't from, like, non-magical weapons, because I'm using my magic knife.
No, it's just a thing. Man, you guys are getting so lucky with these initiative rolls. That means we're down to Guard, who is going to attack Dane. One hits. You take 9 points of damage.
Were any of them melee attacks?
They both were, and one of them missed.
Can I use my riposte?
You sure can.
Okay, so how do I work this again? I just roll a d4.
You attack first.
Attack first, okay. Oh god, that means I have to roll.
I have to roll.
The d4 is added to your damage.
Okay, 13? I'm assuming not.
No.
Okay. Alright, I'll just take the 9.
So, you can... It's not wasted until you roll the die.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, so exactly. Even though you missed, you can still use it again until you roll the damage.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Very cool. So that's their turn. It's now Trevor.
It's now me. I'm gonna go give my homie some backup. Time to roll. Just roll for hit like a man. Actually,
Actually, Dane, you were flanking, so go ahead and roll that with advantage. Sorry, I totally blanked for a second. Go ahead and roll that. Again?
14.
No.
Okay.
So how close are we to, like, the big cheese? How much longer should I hold on to my spell slots?
You're 60 feet away from the big cheese. Because you're right next to the doorway.
Okay.
You will get an opportunity attack if you disengage from this guy, though. Sorry, if you do not disengage from this guy.
Well, then I'm going to hit this guy. And
okay.
Yeah, let's go ahead and roll for hitting this guy right here.
With advantage?
Well, it was a crit, so it doesn't matter.
Oh my god.
That means I rolled damage twice, right?
Yeah, you roll 4d6.
Remember that great weapon
fighting? Yeah, do I get to use great weapon fighting twice? Or is it still just one at once?
Well, it's just for every die.
Oh, I thought it was just once per attack.
No.
Okay, exciting. Let's keep going. And that's for ones and twos, right?
Mm-hmm.
15. 15 plus 3, 18.
Jesus. Oh, man, that cuts him down to size.
That's funny, because I'm tall.
Yeah, that is a lot of damage.
Phil Swift. Very Phil cool. Swift meme.
No, that's a lot of damage. Okay.
It's we did Woggles. It. We've referenced the king.
All right. Woggles has two questions. All right, one question. So, I picked up the Savage Attacker feat, it seems, because I wrote it down. And so, it says, once per turn, you may re-roll the damage like that. So, literally, every time I attack, I can do this?
Once per turn. Meaning, whenever you attack, you can, like, say, because you use a bonus action attack, you can choose to re-roll your quarterstaff or another strike. It's once per turn. But, yeah.
Okay, perfect. Next question. What is the battlefield looking like right now?
There is the big cheese sitting 60 feet away, engaged with Andromeda. There is the not so big cheese currently swarmed by the rest of you.
I'm gonna go after the big cheese when I get to my turn.
You're gonna take an opportunity attack if you go. I know you're perfectly fine with it. You have a 20 AC, Jesus.
How many not big cheeses are there?
Just one.
Just one? Okay. And I cannot reach the big cheese at this time because he is 60 feet away?
He is...
Unless you step the wind.
Oh, you're right. You know my class better than I do.
Well, I mean, he's also played a lot of D&D. Because he's a fucking nerd!
And?
What are the odds that I can move 40 feet and then jump 15 feet because of my air blast? I'll like shoot it at the ground and just jump forward. I'm assuming that's not a thing I can
do. You're like, do you have inspiration?
I do have an inspiration.
Here's what I'll say. I'll let you roll an inspiration die and tell me the result, and I'll tell you if you can do that or not. This is gonna be
that
some.
Is so
this is gonna
fair.
Be some
that's
weird homebrew shit, and it will expand
that's
your
what
inspiration.
I was looking for. Okay, so I have one D4, so I'm gonna roll the D4. It goes away as an inspiration, and then we see what happens.
Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna roll the D4. It is a 3.
That'll do it. I'll allow it.
Yes! Oh my god.
So what did we agree on there?
So I still haven't reached him yet because I can only jump an additional 15 feet. So I'm 5 feet away from him, but I can do some unarmed attacks on him because of my 15 feet.
Right, you're 5 feet away from him.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're fine.
I can hit him with a quarter
staff? You're 5 feet away from him, dude.
Oh, okay. Man, I don't know how much he is. I'm not gonna lie. I cannot visualize distance.
Wait, Logan.
People are like 3 inches.
Logan,
sure, like,
Logan,
I don't know what three
Logan.
Inches looks like.
Here's what I thought we were doing. I thought we were expending the inspiration so you didn't have to use a key point for that. So
I didn't use a key point.
Okay, cool. So you're using a key pointless step of the wind because you had the inspiration thing that we worked out.
Technically, it's a fist of unbroken air, is what it's called. Not necessarily a step of the wind.
No, the step of the wind is so you can move that far.
But he's flavoring it like Iron Man.
Yeah, I'm flavoring it. I literally, I'm not gonna lie, I literally have fly like Iron Man
written underneath it. I'll allow you to use that without a key point, but it will take your bonus action.
So fair.
Yep.
Okay, so I'm going to roll my quarterstaff attack, because you said I could do that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to roll this quarterstaff attack. That'll be a nat 1, but at least I'm next to the guy
now.
Yes,
you are. He easily dodges out of the way. He's like, well, you're a little bit more impressive. Come on. I know you can hit me. That's going to be Kalesh. He's going to try to hit this guy that you guys are all swarming that is going to do it. He deals... Oh my god, dude, you got to roll some damage. The guy isn't looking so hot, though. And it is now Augur Silvergrass. And I know you want to move away, right?
Yeah, I'm going to dash after Andy. I have 25 movement speed, though, so I can only move 50.
All right, and he misses his opportunity attack. So you dash 50, and that is your turn. Let's get to Dane.
Okay. I'm just gonna Yeah, I'll use Sacred Flame again.
Alright, that is ranged, so you... Or he just, oh, that is ranged. I mean, you will get advantage on a melee attack because you and Trevor are flanking.
Okay, yeah, I'll stick with the advantage, and I'll just hit with my Warhammer.
Bad boy twice.
7, no. And 22, that's better. Yeah. Oh, wait, no, not 22, 18.
Still gonna do it. Sorry. Still gonna do it.
Math. And then that's gonna be 2.
Total? No, you add something to it, right?
Yep, I rolled a 1.
Oh, right, your strength is ass.
Yeah.
And for some reason, I'm letting you use heavy armor.
Right.
Because I'm kind.
Yeah.
Okay, 2 points of damage. Every little bit helps. Okay, Butt Toucher's turn. Butt Toucher's gonna bonus action disengage from this dude. Actually, he never was engaged. Anyway, he's always been taking range. He's going to walk up to the door, though, and shoot at Jairus. That's gonna hit. He does get sneak attack. Oh my god. Oh! That's like no damage at all.
Butt Toucher, no.
Butt Toucher.
No.
Our savior.
Okay, so he misses. It's now Jairus's turn. So Jairus, the only person who really has injured him badly is Andy. So he will attack her with a short sword. 12 plus 6, 18.
Hits.
Alrighty, this is gonna be nasty. 22 points of damage.
It's a pretty big oof.
Actually, oof. make a constitution saving throw. Sorry,
forgot about even that bigger oof.
No, this is a good oof. This is a good oof. If you can make it.
No, massive oof.
It's a 9.
Yeah, that ain't gonna do it. You do take all 22 of that damage.
Okay.
And probably hurts. And then he is going to bonus action disengage and zoom 30 feet away.
Further back or towards us? And then.
So he is now like he skirted the outside of the room. Like he's trying to get to like a window or something.
Okay.
And so now he's basically, oh, I fucking hate math. He's like 45 feet away from the door. Basically, I mean. Okay. That is his turn. It is now gonna be Andy.
Okay, I'm gonna start with a health potion. Cause I need
Verifer.
It.
Yeah, yeah.
Cause ouchie. And that's just a bonus action, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then I'm gonna run after him.
Okie dokie.
Give me a minute, I'm rolling. Ooh, that rolled yummy. Okay, and then to attack, didn't roll quite as yummy. I will add my bardic. He said it was, or no, it was. Did you say I have a D8 of inspiration?
Yes.
Okay.
What was that?
Does a 15 hit?
That will do it.
Oh, thank God. Cool. Oh, I still don't get sneak attack, though. That's cool. Can I jump on him?
You want to try to grapple him?
Sure.
Okay, well, opposed athletics.
I'm really banking on him being a rogue, too, so also having shitty athletics.
Yeah, but you can also avoid grapple with athletics or acrobatics, usually.
Yes.
Oh, you can?
It's just performing the grapple itself is always athletics.
Yes.
Oh, shit, I'm like, dick. Natural 20.
What's your total, though?
20.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I'll give it to you. Fine.
Oh, thank God.
I don't know why I go with skill checks being crits, but we've done it so far, so nat 20 beats a 24.
Yay!
He tries to move out of the way, but you just grab onto him and kind of pick
him. I just
want
like a koala on a tree, just freaking, just on him.
Yeah.
Not necessarily that he can't go anywhere, but just making life more difficult for him.
Yeah, I'm gonna say that's your action though, so.
Yep, that's fine.
Mm-hmm. That's gonna be choo-choo. the beefy boy who's still somehow alive. He's going to attack Trevor. No.
Yep.
Oh, he gets two attacks, though.
No.
Also, no. Speaking of which, Trevor, you got advantage on this bad boy.
Oh, I do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I do want to help Andy, though. But if I get this guy, then Dane can start moving over there and doing range stuff. So, yeah, I guess I'll just take care of what's important right now. I'm gonna use another spell slot and Hunter's Mark the guy right in front of me. And it lasts an hour. Blah blah blah. The reason I'm doing it to him, despite him being a little beat up already, is because when he dies, I get to remark someone else within 90 feet as a bonus action, as long as it's still like not an hour.
Okay.
So, let's go. I'm gonna go ahead and roll. So, oh, I have advantage, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Does a 16 hit?
No.
Wow.
You're off by one, my guy.
He told us the AC.
But the guy who's about to die. Oh my god. yeah. So that's a miss. It's a miss.
There you go. That's me.
Woggles, you're up.
Alright, so you said beefy guy's about to die?
Yeah, but he's in the other room now. You went after Jairus, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I did. Okay, so I'll do the predictable thing. I'll make my quarterstaff attack on Jairus.
Okay. I'm going to give you advantage on this.
Okay, so that's 17 plus 7 or a 10 plus 7. So 17 plus 7
yeah,
is
for sure
a number. Okay, mm-hmm. And then I'm going to roll the d8. This is indeed the d8. Yeah, okay. I got a 3, but I'm going to use Savage Attacker.
Okay.
All right, so that was a 4. So now it's 4 plus 5 is 9.
All right, he's going to take half of that.
And then I would like to use an unarmed strike.
Very cool.
Okay, so I'm going to roll that. That's going to miss.
You get advantage.
Oh, I get advantage. You're right, because
Andromeda
is on top of him. Good job.
Heck yeah.
That'll be an 18 plus 6.
That'll do it.
Yeah, okay, perfect. So now we're going to roll a d4. D4, that's 2 plus 4 is 6. Okay, good shit.
6 damage already. Yeah, you punch him, and he's like, come on, get off of me. This isn't a fair way to fight.
Gotta learn to play dirty.
I always play dirty. And that's going to be Kalesh, who's going to saunter on in. And he is going to cast, however, Enhance Ability on Andy. Never mind, he can't make it to you. He will bless Trevor, though. So, Trevor, you gain Bear's Endurance. So you have an advantage on Constitution checks, and you gain 2d6 temporary hit points. So you gain, oh boy, you gain 11 temporary hit points. Yeah, so that's cool. What he does. And that's that. So we're down to Augur Silvergrass.
Can I get within melee of this folk?
Math. Yes, I will allow that. Yeah, you can.
Hell yeah. Then I'm a hit him. Would I be flanking?
I'm going to say because Audrey is just on top of this guy. Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right, that's a natural 19.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to put... He's got a weapon, right?
Yeah.
Well, how about he has to make a strength save?
Oh, boy, that's not good. That's going to be a save, actually. Against a 14?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is a save.
Well, that's 13 points of damage.
Oof-ta. Mm-hmm. Should have saved that uncanny dodge. That definitely hurts. Augur, you hear Brian kind of stop his, like, sounds. And he seems troubled for some reason. You can't really pinpoint it in the heat of battle, but he seems troubled. That's going to be... Dane, you are currently locked in a tense battle with Trevor against this guard dude.
Is he wearing metal by any chance?
Oh, God, no.
Yeah, he is. He is.
I think you could see where this is going.
Oh, we all see God. It. Oh, this is going to be great.
Oof. 15.
For what are you doing?
Heat metal.
Heat metal. Is that an attack? I don't think it's an attack. Is it?
I think it's a save.
No, it's a, yeah. So go ahead, you roll, 2d8. He's gonna make a it's armor. Oh shit, it takes 10 minutes to, oh god. He will take a con save and will fail. So 2d8, what'd you get?
Yep, 9 points of damage.
Nine, oh my god, yeah. He starts cooking from inside his own armor. It's rough.
Epic.
Looks like meat's back on the menu.
Oh my god! For anyone that doesn't understand that, go watch Lord of the Rings.
I'm pretty sure most of the people listening to a Dungeons and Dragons podcast got it.
To our podcast, I think.
Oh my god! that's gonna be Butt Toucher, who's gonna shoot at Jairus. Oh, Butt Toucher, that's a miss. Very cool. It's now gonna be Jairus who is gonna try to break grapple. Go ahead and roll athletics. To remain grappled.
Could I roll acrobatics just to try and stay on?
No.
All right.
No, absolutely not.
Oh my god.
I shit you not!
No.
Another nat 20!
No. Fine.
Alex is right here.
Fine.
I can send
You pics. Know I wouldn't lie about that shit.
Oh my god.
You're doing me so good. Thank you. It only took me like 5d20s to get to a good one.
It's also the die that I always try and steal whenever I'm using her
dice.
Yeah,
no, fuck that. You don't get that?
Fucking...
I'm fucking latched on, baby!
He's gonna attack you, though.
That's gotta be hard to do.
I mean... Well, that's gonna hit.
Cool.
Make a con save.
Come on. Okay, 16. Wait, 18.
That'll do it. You're only gonna take 15 points of damage.
Oh, wait, stop. 15, is it halved?
No. That would be the total after halving.
So I'm not grappling him anymore.
Ah ha ha. Now the cookie crumbles. yeah, he stabs you in between the ribs and you just kind of fall off.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I'm going for those fucking ankles.
I mean, I'm going to need a death save first.
12.
Okay, that's one success. And we are now to... Oh, yeah. Just so you know, for death saves, I think the cloak of protection thing for that is stupid as fuck.
Well, so, I think you're stupid as fuck.
Yeah, I am stupid as fuck. So fuck you.
No, I think it's dumb too.
Anyways.
Okay, 11.
You're still fine. Anyways, I just wanted to keep y'all in the loop for that, just so you don't have any argument later.
I don't get that, though, because it's not like... I have to actively be using my cloak. So then, if I am unconscious, my cloak is still working.
It's not preventing you from dying.
Okay,
it's like a shield around your body.
How is it helping me make wisdom saving throws? Or constitution saving throws, though. It's a cape.
By
its magical mind
shield.
That's how.
It doesn't magically stop you from bleeding out.
And what resurrects me? magic.
Stop trying to argue with him. You're not going to change his opinion.
Here, I will. Here, I ready will for this, Audrey? Rule zero. Fuck you. We're moving on. All right. It's now... Oh my god, it's the fucking...
This is making me sadder than you murdering my whole family.
You murdered your whole family.
I for sure did. Yeah, super killed them.
Well, something controlling your body murdered your whole family, but let's not get into semantics right now. Anyways, it's the veteran's turn. I don't know, he's still... Yeah, it's gonna miss his fur. He misses both attacks. That's just pathetic. This guy's not looking good. He's not. Trevor, you're up.
Just imagine, like, watching this fight and it's just half of them are just misses.
Can Dane and I ever actually get rid of this guy? Or are we just gonna be stuck over here during the real fight?
And you have advantage. Please. Please just kill this guy. Or you could bring it.
Does a 14 hit? No, Michael, it doesn't.
An advantage?
Oh, well, there goes my whole turn.
Oh. Even with advantage, yeah, no, that's not gonna do it. Yeah, jeez. Yeah, Trevor misses. oh my god. Woggles.
Woggles, alright, perfectly. I'm assuming Jairus is still, like, right next to me?
Yeah, he is.
Alright, perfect. I'm gonna try and whack him.
Yeah.
Alright, we're gonna roll.
I'm also there, so can we flank?
Yeah, is that a possibility?
Fine.
Well, does it even matter if I got a 19?
No, it doesn't. Go ahead and roll damage.
Okay, you can roll for again, sure. See if you get a nat 20.
Yeah,
you can go. Yeah, roll again. Might as well roll again.
Roll again, see if we get the nat 20. Alright, that'll be a false.
Okay, go ahead and roll that d8.
I rolled a 6. I'm going to keep that. So 6 plus 5 is 11. And then I'm going to roll to see if...
Whatever floats your boat, I guess.
What do you mean, whatever floats my boat?
You're doing your quarterstaff. It's a d8.
Yeah.
6 is pretty good on a d8. Yeah.
Oh, you rolled a 6. Yeah. I thought you said d6.
No,
I'm like,
no.
Okay,
I rolled
whatever,
the
d8, man.
Got a 6.
I get all you. Right. Okay, I was really confused.
Yeah,
for a
no, I get it. I got it. All right. I'm going to roll for an unarmed attack as well.
Okay.
And I have flanking, so I can reroll this. I rolled a a 9 plus whatever the thing is, plus 6.
Yep.
17 plus 6.
Yeah.
Okay, so that damage. Hits. All right, perfect. I'm going to roll this d4. That is a 1. I'm going to use Savage Attacker to roll it again. That is another 1. I choose, yikes. Just for the record, I choose the first one, not the second one.
Good to know for the record.
Uh-huh, for the record. And then that's plus 4, so 5 damage total.
Yeah, all around a great, that's like a lot of damage in a single round. That's like, what?
11 plus 5, 16.
Yeah, 16. Yeah. Oof-ta. That's a big'un. It's a real big'un. Okay. So we are down to Kalesh, who will do Healing Word on Andromeda. You get back 4 hit points.
Dope.
Yay! So yeah, you're back up. That's a bonus action. So he's gonna try to kill this mercenary. That's gonna hit. Oh my god, please kill this poor soul. Finally, oh my god. He reaches up with the rapier, draws it across this guy's throat, and he goes down. So the veteran died.
Yay.
Okay. Augur Silvergrass.
I'm gonna hit him with advantage. There is a 19 hit.
Yeah.
Alright, and I'm gonna try and disarm him again.
He is going to choose to succeed on that.
Cool.
How many of those has he used now?
Dose. 2, I think.
Okay.
And that will be, double checking my math in my head, 17 points of damage.
Ooh! And he...
But I am out of superiority dice.
Oh no. You knock him down quite a few pegs. We're back to the top with Dane.
Okay, so the mercenary's dead then?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Very cool. How far away is the big cheese?
Any action at all?
He's about 45 feet away from you.
Okay, cool. So I think I can try and use this. I'm gonna roll for it first and see if I can even do it in the first place. That's a 13, so that's gonna be a no.
What are you doing?
I was going to try and use Spiritual Weapon, because I never have tried that spell
before. Oh, well, here's the thing with Spiritual Weapon, though. It stays there. So it might miss its first attack, but it stays there. So okay. You've got a spiritual... Tell me, what does Dane's Spiritual Weapon look like?
I would imagine...
Farm hoe.
Yeah, I was going to say, like a... Maybe like a tree-chopping axe, or like a... Like no, a hoe,
hear
yeah.
Hear me out.
Ethereal rake.
Bucket.
Yes, bucket.
It's a bucket.
All other weapons pale in comparison.
All in favor, say aye.
Yeah. So
All right, bye.
A spectral bucket appears next to Jairus, and he's like, "What the hell?" And he dodges it out of the way. Still, that's very cool. And that's a thing that you did. And it stays there. So as a bonus action, you can attack with that every turn.
Okay.
Yo, that's fun.
Spiritual Weapon is amazing. Is that your turn?
Yes, it is. Since I don't think
an
I
action.
Could... I don't think... Yeah.
Sacred Flame?
Oh, I still can use a cantrip. That's right. Yeah, I'll use that.
Hell yeah, man. It's a dexterity saving throw. Well... Yeah, that's going to do it. Yeah, so you miss with that as well. It hits the bucket by accident.
Damn it.
No.
That's going to be Butt Toucher, who walks into the room and tries to take a shot at this guy. That's going to be a hit. Oh, he might do it. He might just do it. Oh. Butt Toucher fires his crossbow right into Jairus's chest. Fitting for usually I tracked him forever. And the bolt has like a ton of force behind it, and he's hit and he like falls and slumps against the wall. And you guys watch Jairus, seemingly in his last moments, you see fear. Who's proficient in insight? Whoever's proficient in insight, I know Logan is for sure. Go ahead and roll an insight check.
Insight check.
11.
11.
11 and an 11.
So 22.
Wow, yeah, 22.
Boggles, can we like combine our heads together?
You guys have inspiration, don't you?
I don't anymore.
I do.
You can add your inspiration to that.
That's a 4, so 15.
That is exactly what I was looking for. This fear is not directed at your party. And you watch him as he's like, no, you don't know what you've done. And you watch his eyes just begin to flick around the room as if he's looking for a place to hide. And you see his breathing become labored, and he says, No, please. I don't want to die. I'll get away. I promise. Please. You watch his eyes turn pitch black. And a viscous, inky liquid begins to ooze out of his eyes, mouth, and nose. And then you hear a different voice come out of his mouth.
That was pretty pitiful, don't you agree?
Yeah.
Alex, make a perception check.
Eleven.
Okay. This black liquid is pouring out of Jairus now, and you see this grin that is way too wide to be natural form on his face.
So you've killed one of my agents. You've been the ones who have been putting a metaphorical stick in the spoke of my plans, I'm assuming.
if your plan means evil, then yes.
Are we still in initiative order?
Yes, you are.
Good to know.
An interesting group. Very interesting group.
Who are you?
I'm sure I need no introduction. But there are some who call me Glaucon.
There it is.
Now, I can't have you murdering one of my pathetic little warlocks. However, he happened to be my least favorite, so kudos. However, I also can't let you leave here alive.
And you watch all of the black liquid form into two other Jairuses, and this one stands back up. I need everyone to reroll initiative.
Hey Pterodactyl crew, this is Sam, your Dungeon Master, and I love dice. They allow me to see the strands of fate itself with their little numbers. And that's why I'm here to talk about Only Crits. Only Crits dice are not only beautiful, but they're also very high quality for a low price. For example, their Prism Onyx set is just a sight to behold, and their weight in your hands adds to the gravitas of any role-playing game. Or consider their huge dice sets for when you just want to assert your dominance at the table. But it doesn't stop there, because Only Crits also sells dice accessories and trays, as well as some amazing pre-made modules for you and your friends to play. What's even better is that you can get these dice even cheaper with our promo code BUCKET. Again, that's promo code BUCKET, as in what Trevor uses as a head. So next time you buy dice, and if you're listening to a Dungeons & Dragons podcast, I know you're going to buy some more dice, buy from Only Crits with promo code BUCKET.